So we open the convention and our Bethel service this morning with the use of our theme hymn, hymn number 125, hymn number 125. Steve Palmgren will ask the blessing upon our convention and upon the day before us. Brother Steve, please.
Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. We again thank you for thy many blessings. We do thank you now for this grand privilege of meeting here together this day. And ask thy blessing on this convention and our in the talks and our fellowship and as we go home, as we strive to apply these principles of thine and thy truths. We do thank you so much for thy precious truths you've given us, and we do ask this and do thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Well, brethren, we'll begin our day, as has been the custom of Bible students in conventions since the pastor's day, by starting with the Bethel service, the resolve, the vow, and the manna. Brother Matthew Palmgren will serve us with the reading of the resolve. Brother Matthew, please come forward.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord to help, for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overrulings of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Matthew. And Brother Aaron Martin will read the vow for us. Brother Aaron.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings, to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. And our manna will be read by Brother Darren Hankey. Brother Darren, would you read the manna for us?
October 1. I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Probably every person of experience will fully agree with the statement that the tongue is potent in its influence beyond any other member of the body. For either good or evil, experience teaches also that with the vast majority it is easier to control any other organ than the tongue. So skillful a servant is it that every ambition and passion and inclination of the fallen nature seeks to use it as a servant or channel for evil. It requires, therefore, on the part of the Christian, increased vigilance, wisdom and care, so as to govern this member of his body and bring it into subjection to the new mind in Christ, that it shall be not a hindrance to himself or others, but on the contrary, a help in the narrow way. I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me.
Thank you, Brother Darren. Thank you, brethren, for your service. Next, we have the address of welcome. And Brother Richard Goronsky will deliver the address of welcome for us. Brother Richard, Lord bless you.
Thank you. Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
I like to welcome you to this 2006 annual Bellingham Convention in the name of our class, North Seattle Bible students. It is a great privilege to stand here before you and to extend these words of welcome. As you probably notice, right on the front of the program, words of welcome, which read, "Welcome to all who love God, believe in the ransom price provided through His Son, and rejoice in the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Let us remember the words of Apostle Paul as they are written in 1 Corinthians 1:9. "God is faithful, by whom you are called to the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This class extends to you right hand of fellowship and like you to feel the warmth of our hearts, that desire to share with you these spiritual blessings that we receive when we assemble together with the Lord's people that have the right heart condition and study His word. Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." It is very nice to see you, brethren, once more at this convention. Some of you got a little older. You may just have a few more gray hairs and maybe a few more experiences in process of chiseling and polishing that He is doing to fit you, that you may be useful and fit in His purpose. Some are not longer with us. They have finished their course, and if found faithful, they passed beyond the veil. Let us rejoice and count the blessings and have a full assurance that faithful is He that promised. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is He that calls you, who also will do it." Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Why are we here, one could ask? Isn't it that a spirit of the Lord that is within us that brought us here together to this place in anticipation to feed upon this spiritual food that we trust was carefully chosen for us, a good food, wholesome, a good source of nourishment? It is very important in this age, in this time of testing, that we pay extra attention that our supply of food will be pure. This class tries to provide you with this quality source by carefully choosing this platform of speakers, but it is up to you individually to try the spirits. We have gathered here because one common cause that we share, a common bond that we have with all the Lord's people, that did bring us here together to feed upon God's word, that we may gain strength and continue this good fight of faith unto a victory. This is until we crystallize our characters and pass beyond the veil. So what is common cause that brought us here? Isn't it the love for God's principles and for one another? isn't it the love for truth and the self-sacrificial devotion to his cause? Yes, dear beloved brethren, this common zeal and the devotion to his cause that empowers us in this sacrificial work to subdue our fleshly bodies and fleshly interests and to continue to do his good work that he began in us. Brethren, we are living now in a very amazing time. Think about how fast we're able to get here to this convention. These are restitution blessings that we have a privilege to enjoy, and these blessings are flowing since 1874, his second invisible coming. We also, living since 1799 in the times of the end of old things. The old world is passing away, and we are now in the dawn of the new day. We may naturally wonder how much longer. We know, observing this world's events, that it should be not much longer. And actually, every year that passes by, we continue to look with amazement what is going on this world political arena and come to the conclusion that not much longer is left. We know for certain that God is in a full control and his kingdom will be fully established in a due time, and God is perfect timekeeper. So, brethren, let us leave the time aspect in God's hands and let us zealously fight the good fight of faith till the end. This is the reason, dear brethren, that we are here at this convention. We are looking forward to feed upon this spiritual food that will be presented from this platform. We pray that all that will be presented will be according to his will. I wish you, brethren, that this convention will bring you to a multitude of rich blessings and that it will reinvigorate you in your zeal in service to the Lord. I hope that these blessings will prompt you to renew your consecration vows to the Lord, especially in this last quarter of this year. Yet another year is coming to the end. We are still here and waiting with the expectation that in a due time we may be exalted. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in a due time. In due time. And then the time will come for the rest of the world and for the groaning and travailing creation, as we read in Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we continue to verse 22. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The eyes will be open, and he will rule them with an iron rod, as we read in Revelation 19:15, and out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he might smite the nation, and he shall shepherd them with iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. His love will be testified to all, as we read in 1 Timothy to 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. What a kingdom that will be. I like you, dear brethren, to take a note and to remember the theme text of our convention. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. We are to be in peace with him and trust him with our unwavering faith always, even though the world around us is in a constant turmoil and trouble. As Romans 8:28 is saying, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. May the Lord bless you, and once more from the depth of our hearts, welcome. If you have any needs, you can contact me or any of our local brethren, and we'll be happy to assist you in any way that we can. Now we'll turn the meeting back to the chairman.
Thank you, Brother Richard.